Hello and welcome to Radiant Living. I'm your host, Tamara Gerlach, and our show is dedicated to waking up your inner light so you can live a more joyful life, share your wisdom, and inspire others with your free spirit. I wanted to start by thanking everyone, all of you who sent such kind words and offered so much support around our 100th show. I so appreciate you, and I'm so happy that you loved Cal. It was a really fun celebration, so thank you. And also a quick personal note, many of you know I recently returned from a fantastic trip to Ireland with my dear friend Robin Rice, and while we were there, we touched the ancient energy of the island, and as always, I met some just really extraordinary people, and I'm going to share some of them with you in the coming months on the show. Everyone from Dolores, who teaches children and adults about energy through fairies, and she is so much fun. And then there's Mary, and she's the author of this upcoming hit called Scarlet Letter Club, and you're going to be hearing a lot more about this because she has written an amazing book and they're already talking movie. So that's going to be a really fun show. And then also Geraldine, who really helps us deepen our relationship with personal empowerment. She is just, oh, she is a light. You will love her. And also be doing some more shows with Robin as she expands her Healing Through Presence and Beauty program. And, you know, isn't that what life is all about? So we're going to be talking more about that. But today we are talking about intuition and spiritual well-being. And our guest is an expert on everyday spirituality and finding the divine from within through developing our intuition. Lisa Kay is a sought-after intuitive coach, speaker, teacher, author, and as an author and teacher, she has shows people how to connect with their inner divine guidance to develop their intuition. She's helped thousands of people around the world through personal intuitive coaching sessions, workshops, seminars, and her very popular radio show, Between Heaven and Earth, which presents a variety of topics on everyday spirituality. And Lisa is also a regular contributor to the Om Times magazine. Okay, now, listen to this. She holds degrees in electrical engineering from Columbia, psychobiology from University of New York, a master's in project management from George Washington University, and a master's of metaphysical science. And she's in the PhD candidate program at the University of Medical Sciences. So when Lisa explores, she goes deep. It's going to be so much fun. And you can find out more about her at her website at lmk88.com. And I met Lisa through our mutual friend Jaden Sterling. I was on his show, and she called in and really added a lot to the show. It was so much fun, and I was thinking, oh, what a lovely person while I'm doing this show. And little did I know that caller Lisa was actually Lisa Kay, you know, inspirational leader. So after the show, she contacted me and asked me to be a guest on her show. And we just hit it off right away. I mean, there were so many things that we totally aligned with, and I could just feel her warmth and her energy and her brilliance through the phone. And, you know, the more I learn about her, the more inspired I am. She is truly a gem, and I am so, so, so honored to have her on the show today and share her with you. So welcome, Lisa, and thank you for joining us on Radiant Living.
Oh, thank you, Tam. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited for being here. Thank you for asking me to join you.
Yeah, well, thank you. I love that you're a pro. It's so much fun to do a show with someone who does radio all the time.
Oh, yeah, radio is fun. It's fun.
Yeah, it is. I know. So tell us a little. I always like to start the show out by asking about the journey. You know, how did you get here? I mean, you were an engineer and scientist and now you teach intuition. So can you tell us a little bit about how you got here?
Everybody asks that story. Everybody wants to know, how did you do that? Why did you do that?
Right.
Disparate. But, where I come from, my point of view is that I'm always trying to figure out how the world works. I always want to know why things happen, how they work, so that if I knew that I could, control my world a little bit better, or at least live a better life, And I've also been interested in, you know, spirituality also along those lines. You know, why am I here? How does it all work? And, you know, and science and engineering explain a lot about the world, but it only goes so far. And the places where it doesn't go far enough, I found you have to turn to things that are spiritual, or things that are transcendental, things that are, you know, beyond, that are more metaphysical. And so, and I'm always learning. I love to learn. I'm a perpetual student, and I love discovering. And so I, you know, I've always studied a little bit of both. I think my career as in the more traditional sense of engineering, technology, corporate was there in the forefront, but in the background I was also learning about you know, metaphysical things and more spiritual things. And when I had the chance to focus more on it, because I basically left the corporate world to take care of my son, I go back to studying again, and I really got into learning more about, you know, how do we connect to that inner divine guidance? How do we know that we're getting a real intuitive message? And so I studied it more, and I had a chance to study metaphysics. I got a master's degree in that, and also study with a lot of beautiful, wonderful teachers. And through the years, doing some of my own practice and actually doing intuitive readings for people, I've really been able to develop my intuition to the point where it's a part of my life now. And it's amazing because it works. And I think the best thing about life and about learning is that to really know something, you have to learn it experientially. And that's the best way to know, right?
Yeah.
So when you experience it, when you try it and it works, then you really know for you what your truths are, what the truth is, or, you know, what's there for you. And, you know, what other people say or believe then really doesn't matter as much. So that's kind of the journey. And as I've gone through it, I've had some really fun and amazing intuitive experiences. So I recommend it for everybody, because I believe everybody can do this. And
yeah.
And that's why I want to teach people. Because
yeah.
We all have the ability.
Oh, gosh, there's so many directions I could go with this. You know, can you just talk a little bit, because I think everybody's heard of intuition, like everybody hears, mm-hmm. the intuitive voice and all this, but what does it really mean to you?
Well, I think one of the misconceptions people have is, you know, the only times we ever hear about intuition, it's always like an in-your-face amazing thing. You hear it on the news, oh, there was this big, you know, terrible happening accident, or something happened like an earthquake, and then somebody had gotten a message not to go in that direction and not get on the plane or not get on the train, and they avoided the disaster. And that's like more in your face. But I think intuition is, well, first of all, I think it's natural. I think everybody has it. I think everybody's experienced it. I think they're, you know, everybody's had those moments when it's like, well, I knew that was going to happen, or I was just thinking about you when you called. Those kinds of, or that gut feeling, or sometimes it's the mother intuition. You know, mom knows, she just has a feeling about it. So I really think that it's something we all have. It's just nobody ever talks about it. The only time it's talked about is when it's a big, amazing thing. And then there's this misconception that, people get all of a sudden this really detailed knowing about something, and I never get those, so I'm not intuitive. But it's not like that. Intuition comes to you in little bits and pieces. It comes in feelings. It comes in a word. It might even be outside of you. It might be, you know, you're trying to figure out what you should do next, and you hear, you know, lyrics in a song on the radio, and it's like, oh, that's just the answer that I need.
Mm-hmm.
Or you come across, you know, a license plate that has a name of or word that just happens to be the right thing for you at the moment. So they're little things. They're, you know, they're not always big things. Sometimes they're nudges. Sometimes it's just, you know, getting that urge to go in a different direction, or maybe take a class. You know, well, I've never done this before. This is weird. Why should I do that? You know, your brain is thinking that this doesn't make any sense. But there's another part of you that's deeper inside that says, oh, I want to do that. this feels really good. I can't put words to it, but it feels like the right thing. That's your intuition.
So it sounds like it's not something we necessarily think, but something we feel, and we don't always know why we feel it.
That's exactly it, and that's the definition. The definition is, the classic definition of intuition, if you look it up, is knowing without knowing how we know.
Ah.
I don't know how I know, I just know.
Yeah, and that's a scary place to be, or it's a scary thing to trust sometimes, because there's a lot of times when you're, you know, the ego comes in, or that higher brain, I guess, that says, wait a minute, we've got to figure this out, and we must know something, you know, before we can move forward, and your heart and your gut is saying, no, just do it. And that's a scary little dance to have.
It is a very scary thing, because we're so used to being in the linear world. Mm-hmm. Everything we do with our linear minds, which really resides in the left side of your brain, which is, you know, more psychobiology. And, you know, if we can't see how we came up with it, if we can't put A and B together to make C, or the logic behind it, we don't believe that it's the right thing to do. But ultimately, if you really think about it from a psychological standpoint, we don't always go through those steps to make our decisions. In fact, a lot of times we're not sure how we make our decisions. And this may be a way of explaining it from a science standpoint, is that there's a lot of what's going on in our minds that we're not completely aware of. There are other functions in our brain and in our minds that are not logical, but are always used to help us function in the world. And so part of, I think, what intuition is being able to use those parts of our brain and use that functionality to help us get to a certain understanding or conclusion. Now, there may be information that's coming to us through our brains, through our bodies, that is more metaphysical, that, you know, you don't have a complete understanding or explanation. You can't put it all together. You can't say, well, I've experienced that before. So, you know, being open and believing that there's a possibility that this can happen opens you up to more experience of it. And the more you experience it, the more you can trust it, and the more you believe in it, and the more it will happen for you. So in the beginning, it's very uncomfortable, because we're in the logical world, you know, and if it's something that we're not talking about or we're not seeing all the time, people get very nervous.
Sure, sure, and we're really taught to think about things, and we're really given a lot of kudos or reward for using our brain, and very few people get a lot of, you know, it's not actively out there that we're getting rewarded for using our intuition, except for people like you. You know, there are some.
Yeah, well, even then.
Yeah.
Even then. But, you know, it's interesting that, you know, people, great minds, great inventors, great innovators, they use their intuition all the time, and they talk about it. Steve Jobs, you know, Albert Einstein, Richard Branson, Thomas Edison. And they say they rely on that intuitive spark, that, you know, that knowing without knowing how you know it, to give them their new ideas, to go where no one else has gone before. And, you know, you take Einstein as an example. The way he came up with the theory of relativity was through his creativity, his imagination, and he says this, and his intuition. And then what he had to do to prove it to people was he had to go back and he had to actually learn the math and put all that together so that he can explain it to someone else.
Right, right.
I think that's fascinating, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, that it comes up first as that creative, intuitive, inspired thought. And then he had to go back and make it all make sense. Not for him, but so that other people could go, oh, yeah, I get it.
Right, right. Yeah. And that's what's hard sometimes, I think, when we're coming up against that, you know, like we have this intuitive hit and maybe we can do something with it, but if it needs to be communicable, we have to go out and get some sort of like bridge between what we're feeling and what we are trying to communicate. So,
And people are, you know, they don't want to hear Well, how do you know that? It just feels right to me.
Right.
You know, and people say that, you know, they'll say, well, I have a gut feeling. And mm-hmm. you know, some people go, okay. You know, others are like not comfortable with it. It's like, well, no, I want more, you know, I want you to go back and get the data mm-hmm. to support that. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I think it's because it's not, you know, it's not commonly talked about. People don't put it forth and say, you know, well, I'm getting, you know, this is my intuitive feeling about it, and I think we should do this. It's not a common thing. But, you know, what I tell people, if you want to be more intuitive and you want to make it part of your life, you have to come out of the intuitive closet,
mm-hmm.
you know, and right. embrace it and not be afraid of it. And then you're going to find that you're able to use it more often and that it will become very useful to you.
Well, I love that you said anyone can do it, because I think that's probably a myth out there that people say, well, some people are intuitive and other people aren't,
right.
and maybe I am or I'm not. And so if it is something that is innate, it's something that we're born with, what do you think the purpose was? Why was it given to us as human beings?
I think part of it, if you want to get really, you know, kind of nuts and bolts about it, is because there's too much information for us to be able to manage at once.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting information that's coming into our minds all the time. You know, we're feeling things, we're seeing things. The brain is trying to manage what we're doing every day. Not only is it managing what we're doing from our conscious minds, but it has to monitor, you know, its heart rate and digestion and all that stuff. There's a lot of things going on. So, you know, it helps. It's one way to process information without having to go through all the steps. And, you know, the linear thing is a very slow thing. It's very slow to go from step A to B to C to D and get down to Z. But if you're able to assess and get information very quickly, not only does it make you more efficient, but it can also protect you, it could save you,
mm-hmm.
right? It could get you going in the right direction so you're not thrashing around. I think that's one way to explain it. And I think the other, from a spiritual and metaphysical standpoint, is that I really believe that our Creator put us here on Earth to, for whatever reason, but not to be alone, not to be just kind of dumped out into the wilderness and, all right, go figure it out yourself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think that there is a higher consciousness that is in charge of what happens and what we do and has a mission for us and hasn't just left us out there to figure it out all by ourselves. And that's what I really believe, is that it's a form of divine guidance. It helps you on your path in life.
Yeah, and it does really feel like, I know when I'm using intuition, I do feel very connected. I can't believe that there's ever been a time where I have been feeling very intuitively in tune and felt disconnected. You know, it's like they don't go together. You know, it's like when you're in that vibration, then it's just like, yeah, you realize your connection.
Totally. And don't you find that things happen for you more easily or better in any other way that you've ever could have imagined?
Oh, yeah. Way better than when I try and use my little head.
Right,
sure.
Exactly. I could have never figured that one out. That's amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, right? And I always say thank you, God, right?
Exactly. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I love that. That's the fun part. And that's what makes life exciting. That's to me, life is an adventure. Life is like a treasure hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that, because it's like, wow, you know, good things are going to come to me. I really believe that. I believe that the universe wants that for me. I just have to be put out there, use my guidance to find the signposts, look for the synchronicities, to go in the right direction. And when I am on that path, amazing treasures come up, and that's fun.
Yeah. Ooh, could you tell us a story about a time when you've done that, like when you have had that open up to you?
Let's see. I'll tell you a quick story where it sort of mattered. I think manifesting what you want in life is where intuition is really helpful, because then you get the, quote, treasures, right? My parents were looking for, I was trying to move them closer to me because they're in their, at that time they were in their 80s. And So we went from, you know, a single family home. They wanted a condo. And, of course, you know, my parents being who they are, I had a lot of criteria. So it had to be kind of like a townhouse. It had to have enough room for, you know, two offices and a bedroom. It had to, you know, they wanted it to have a two floors and all this stuff. And my dad said to me, he goes, he said, you know, one of the things that he had come up with is that he had a vision that his he was going to have his office on the second floor and it was going to overlook water.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, where I live, if you want to overlook water, you can't afford that. Way too much money. Ain't going to happen. But I said, you know what? Let's just put it out there, right? And this is where the manifestation, you put it out there and you say, you know, universe, well, I'm going to do everything I can to, and this is what we desire. And wouldn't you know it, there was this listing, and again, it kept coming by. And it attracted us, attracted me, because I was helping them look for a place. And I said, oh, let's go check this place out. So we checked it out. It happened to be brand new, pretty much brand new. The guy had renovated the whole thing, put everything in there, was new. And then he broke up. He got divorced, and he never lived in it. So it's like, you know, wonderful.
Oh, wow.
Go in there. It's great. Second floor, there, it's got all the bedrooms in there. And wouldn't you know, one of the bedrooms is overlooking water. And I said to my dad, you know, what do you think of this place? Oh, I don't know. You know, I said, Dad, this is the place you wanted. It overlooks water. And that was, I think that's more of a synchronicity story. But anyway, they ended up buying the place. It was just perfect. For him, though, that was an intuition thing because he gets these visions. He has visions of, and they just pop up. They're flashes. Where he sees a picture of where he's going to work, picture in this case it was a picture of where he was going to live, the house he was in before, he was there for 40 years, you know. So, but this way he says, I keep having this picture come up in my head, and I'm upstairs. I have to go down to the downstairs for the rest of the house, but I'm upstairs and you know my where I spend most of my day, and it's overlooking water, and that's how it comes. So that's not perhaps not just me personally, but, you know, an instance of where my dad had that experience.
Mm-hmm.
I had a similar
thing with my dad where I was looking for a business or a building for one of my businesses, and I drove my dad out because, you know, he's a developer and stuff, and so I took him out to this. It hadn't even opened, the shopping center, and I drove, you know, him to show him the building. And I said, Dad, you know, I don't know why, but I just know that this is where I need to have my business. And I, of course, you know, went right into, but I haven't done the numbers, and I'm going to do the research and stuff like that. And he goes, oh, well, that's what I always, you know, that's how I always do it. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, you know, I have always thought that my dad, you know, must have been this brilliant guy and had all these numbers and all these figures. But no, he made decisions with his gut. And he has done a good job with it. So
yeah.
It's like, oh, it gave me so much permission, really, to hear that somebody that successful has followed their gut, and then of course, going back and doing the demographics and whatnot. But
right,
but yeah,
right. And revealing the secret, right?
Right.
Oh, you know, you don't go around telling everybody, you know, oh yeah, I looked at all the numbers, looks great, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I did my research, right? And mm-hmm. after,
mm-hmm.
then
right.
I'll tell you, it's like before, you know, it was that feeling, that gut feeling. But there's another time actually where. I like to tell this story where actually my intuition, I say my angel, saved my life. And that was a few years ago. And this is, you know, where it gets to the point where you've been using your intuition and you've been working at it like I have. It actually gets to the point where it's more detailed. And this is what I want people to be able to do, maybe not, you know, in this scenario, but get information. And the short story is I had what I thought was the flu, and it gave me bouts of heart racing and fainting and shaking, and I thought, you know, I didn't know what it was, so I went to the hospital a couple times, and they said, oh, well, you know, you have a bacterial infection, just take some medication and you'll be fine. And I knew it wasn't, because I said, this doesn't feel right to me. And one time it happened, and, you know, I felt my heart was racing. I'm lying in bed, and my hands turned white, and I couldn't breathe very well. And I went back to the hospital, and they said, oh, no, no, that was like you know, you're okay. That was just fear. you're hyperventilating. I'm like, no. So they ignored me. And it was, you know, at the time it was, it's upsetting because they weren't listening to what I was saying. I said, no, there's something really wrong. You're not, you know, I'm not feeling better. And so I turned to my intuition, my inner guidance, and I said, you know, what do I need to do? Is this bad? And I got the response that you'll be okay as long as you find a specialist.
Mm.
And, you know, an infectious disease specialist. And so it's like, all right. And this was over the weekend, so you can't find anybody over the weekend, and I'm getting worse. And so finally I was guided to read this book on how to pick the best pediatrician. And I was like, all right. So I'm reading this book, and, of course, the word pediatrician keeps popping up. And something is, wait a minute. I was thinking, you know, my son's pediatrician is a friend, and he lives down the street. Maybe he knows of a doctor. So I pick up the phone to call him, and in my head, I get a message. It pops up, an intuitive message pops up. It says, he's away on vacation. He'll be back later. Leave a detailed message. So I dial the phone, and he doesn't answer. So I leave a detailed message. Then around dinner time, he calls me up, and he says, I was away on vacation. I just got back. I heard your message. You need to see an infectious disease specialist. I know someone who'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
And he got me to see a doctor who put me in the hospital. And I was there for, you know, actually a couple weeks. And I had I had to have intravenous antibiotics and all kinds of, because I had a heart infection.
Mm.
And so, which is, you know, a serious thing. But
yeah,
thank God he had got me. So that's an example of where the intuitive message was clear, it was detailed, and it basically, I think, saved my life, because I was getting to the point where by the time I went to see him, I couldn't stand up for longer than 2 minutes without feeling like I was going to just pass out, because my heart couldn't take it anymore.
Mm.
So, you know, that's one of those. Now, the thing is that in the beginning, you don't get messages like that. You get little nudges. You know, you get little, go this direction, or, you know, that doesn't feel good to eat. You know, and I was like, so something repulses me about that. And then as you work it, it gets to the point where one day when you really do need it, you'll get a detailed message.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Well, I'm so glad that you have that ability and that you could use it when, you know, the so-called experts were telling you that you had fear. I mean, come on. die from fear.
A woman. You're hyperventilating.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's just ridiculous. So good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
So how do people go about, like, if they want to get to that point where they can access that level of intuition, how do people get started, like, if they're just at the beginning phases of tapping into their intuition?
Well, I think, you know, the first thing is believe that you do have it, because everybody does, and accept that, and come out of the intuitive closet and say, I'm an intuitive being. Then the second thing is to go, you know, study. You can read books, you can go study with someone, you can come study with me, and learn. And then, what the techniques are and the steps are to developing it. And then the last thing, which is so important, is to practice. And there are a lot of ways you can practice by yourself or with somebody else. In fact, if you come to my website and sign up for my newsletter, I send you a free ebook which has 16 exercises that you can do by yourself to develop your intuition.
Awesome.
Yeah, and they're easy. All this stuff is not that hard. You just have to do it. And learn how intuitive messages come to you. And the more you practice, the more information you get and the more detailed it gets.
Mm.
So that's really, I think, the best way to do that.
Yeah, and you can really see how valuable that will be. Really, you know, when you think about it, it's it will touch every aspect of your life. So, you know, your relationships will be better, your work life, your career, your everything will just
everything.
Be
your
much
spiritual
more
life
flow.
Too.
Absolutely. And
you'll be happier.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're not fighting, you're trying to figure stuff out and frustrated. And, So one of the questions I know that probably a lot of people are going to have is that how do we know the intuitive messages we're getting are really divine messages?
Well, the wonderful thing about divine messages is that they feel divine. They are never scolding. They don't put you down. They're usually short and to the point. They're repetitive. Even in times of danger or crisis, like, you know, here I am, I'm scared for my life. You know, if I don't find a doctor, I know this is really bad for me if I don't find a doctor. And they just say very plainly, you know, he's away on vacation, but he'll be back later. Leave a detailed message. It's just boom, like that. It's not like, you know, it's not wordy. It feels warm and supportive, and it's quick. So, you know, anything, the key to it is that you have to remember that ego is 100% non-intuitive. So anything that seems like, you know, it's gossipy, it's like, you know, it's telling you a message to gain over someone else, to be better than someone, to make a lot of money, to see how you can, you know, be a famous person. Those are ego. That's ego. It's not an intuitive message. It's not a divine message.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the ways you can tell.
Wow. Yeah, I get it similar to you, just in real short bursts. And they're almost, I get them often in dream time, but also in waking time, of just these, like, it's almost like a command, like, do this. And I know there was a point at the end of last year where I was really struggling with some stuff, and I was feeling very just out of alignment. And I was reaching out, like, to several different people saying, oh, can you help me? Can you help me? Can you help me? And then I got this, stop it. It was very clear. Stop it. Stop giving your power away. You can do this yourself. You do not need to go find someone else to fix you. And it was like, oh, wow. And it felt really good to just go, I do not need to keep reaching
perfect
out
example.
There. I have it in here. So, but those two words,
exactly,
stop it.
Right, exactly. You don't need
life.
A lot of words, right?
Exactly.
Just like that. And I think the more people practice, the more then you become familiar on how it comes to you and what it sounds like. Do you remember that what we start out with talking about is when you know something, you know it best through experience?
Right.
And that's it. You want to experience it. So that's why practice is important.
Oh, and I love that you have put it into an ebook where people can go and actually have, you know, guidance through it to say, here.
It's a good intro. It's a nice little beginning kind of thing. Yeah,
I love it. That is so cool. You are so brilliant. I'm just
you're
so happy
sweet.
We met.
Yeah, me too. Love your
energy. Thing. Yeah.
That's the best way.
I know. It's so much fun. So I always like to end the show, too, is just asking people, you know, or asking our guests, what you really want people to get. Like, what is it that if someone listens to this show, what's the one thing that you'd really want them to get?
I want people to know that you are intuitive and that you too can get divine guidance.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, that everybody has it. There is no exception.
Yeah.
No exception. You know, our Creator has gifted this to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so go use it. You are an intuitive being.
A message and an action.
Yeah.
You've got it. Go use it.
Yep, exactly.
That's great. So where can people find out more about you and how they can work with you and your events and listen to your show?
The best thing to do is to go to my website and sign up for my newsletter. And my website is www.lmk88.com, and you can sign up for my newsletter there. I don't spam anybody, but I send out my newsletters. Actually, send out like a nice little spiritual teaching or a teaching about what I, you know, some of the stuff, the material that I do, and also talks about the events that I'm going to be doing as they come up. And I also have a lot of information on my website that's free, just teaching you about how to become more intuitive and all the other things that I do in my radio show. So that's the best thing.
Great. So thank you so much, Lisa. I appreciate
you
being on the show today and sharing your perspective and opening our eyes to a bigger place to live with intuition and just your brilliance. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet of you. It was my pleasure. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
And
we look forward to having you on our show.
Yeah, I can't wait to be on your show. We're going to do
that
in the
fall,
right?
Yes.
That'll be great.
Yes, absolutely.
Good.
Way cool. Thanks so much,
Pam. Thank you. And so to learn more about Lisa, go to lmk88.com and make sure you get on her list, because that's how you get a free ebook. And I am going to go there right now and get that book, because that sounds so cool. I totally want to see that. So, and a couple of things are coming up for June that I wanted to let everyone know about. I'm offering the Soul Renewal and Discovery Hike on June 2nd. It's going to be here at my ranch in Martinez, California. And I created this really from my own practice of, this is something I do. I go out into the hills for a day of silence. And really, it's a chance to, like, nurture your passion and creativity. And just, for me, it's really a way for me to get in touch with who I'm becoming. And a lot of people were really intrigued by that. And so I've got a group together now. And we're going to spend the majority of the day in silence. And it's a chance for you to just, you know, reconnect with your body, quiet your mind. And we're going to visit the medicine wheel up on the property. And then I'll take you to several different areas around. We have 172 acres. And you'll be able to meditate and journal and just, you know, soak in the energy and the inspiration out there. So I have a Facebook invitation. It's on my page at Tamara Gerlach. But you can also just type in Soul Renewal and Discovery Hike. And then I have one more thing for you. My newest thing is Aroma Dance. And this is so exciting because this brings together everything I love. It's got dance and opening your energy centers and creative expression and oils and, oh my gosh, it's so much fun. And the events are an invitation to really, you know, dance to inspirational music. And, you know, there's going to be a group of really amazing people. Already the first two events are starting to fill. And you'll just learn how to use different oils to open up your energy centers and just open you up to more of your own radiance. So I'm doing Northern California for the summer, but then starting in the fall, I'm going to be doing along the East and West Coasts and over in Europe. So you can contact me at tam@tamaragerlach.com or on Facebook. Just go to Tamara Gerlach. Oh, and if you can go to my Aroma Dance page, I would love it if you would like it, because we're building a little tribe over there of aroma dancers. So thank you again for joining us on Radiant Living, and we'll be back next Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific. Now go out there and share your light.